Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is your friend James Shaw, and I'm glad that you're here this morning. You know the drill. It's two masterminds in one. First half of the call is something you've asked inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. So ask questions inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. You've been kind of quiet this week, y'all. You've been kind of quiet, and I know you're having challenges and issues and things you need some help with. So get up in there and ask some questions. And then the second half of the call is something that's on my mind. Now, second half of the call, about 25 minutes from now, we're going to talk about how do you begin again with your database. Like, let's say that you were rocking and rolling and you were in a flow, and then whatever reason, life happens, stuff happens, and you get out of a flow. Who's ever done this before? You get in and out of a flow, you know, and then it's like getting back in can sometimes be tough, not sure where to start or what to say. Oh my gosh, I've already missed so many days anyway. What's the point? I want to talk about reconnecting with the database or whatever your strategy is. I'm going to use database as a placeholder. Maybe for you, it's calling FSBOs again or knocking on doors or whatever. And that process of beginning again. Why? Because it's Q4 and we're wrapping up and preparing for what's ahead. So that's what we'll talk about in about 25 minutes. But on the front half of the call today, I want to talk. Nick Alvarez brought up about farming in the chat. She had a very specific question. In the Facebook group about farming, you know, if she's looking for a 5 to 10% turnover and how does she find it? And you guys gave some great answers. So if you're curious about how to select the right farm and stuff, you might be able to go into the chat or into the Facebook group and get some answers. But I thought we should talk about it in here too, about what are, you know, those of you who do farm a neighborhood, what's your strategy? How did you choose it? How frequent do they hear from you? What are the things you do inside of your community? Because there are some people that are dominating their area. Today, I'm in Chicago, Oak Brook, technically, on the old McDonald's campus, and we're gonna do a course called the 3L Intensive. It's a course that I wrote with my team. Vicky Lukacik does a lot of work on this, and Anna Short does a lot of work on this. We're gonna interview an agent here in Illinois who has a 60% market share in her city. Did you get that? Like, now she's not just farming her neighborhood. She has a 60% market share in her city. There's some ways and strategies that will work. So I want to hear from you this morning. Those of you who are farming a community, what are you doing? Lainey, are you farming something there in Jupiter?
I'm always farming. Come on, oh, you gotta farm. So I started, gosh, a couple of years ago, I have this little neighborhood that I farmed and I door knocked it monthly. I would go and door knock monthly and I've got three sales out of it. And three sellers out of it. And they get postcarded twice a month. They get.
What's on the postcard? What is on the postcard?
Stuff about, like, sometimes it's about what's going on in the community. Then other times it's like buyer specific. I put little quizzes on there. My QR code's always on there. You know, just the basic stuff for buyers and sellers, because a lot of them are older South Florida homes that they need to downsize because it's an old neighborhood. Now it's starting to turn over out of the neighborhood. So basically kind of that stuff, but my door knocking is what's really gotten me what I've gotten. They get invited to all my ice cream socials. They get it, and I knock on the door and talk to them. Right now I'm in the process. I have my wrapping paper with my tag. And then I'm bringing that, knock on the door and, you know, tell them it's a wrap because we're almost at the end of the year. But on my tag, I've got like a little pumpkin. I've got a Christmas tree. I've got a New Year's thing. So for all of the holidays, you know, on my tag, I don't even know what it says. I can't even remember what the tag says, but something that, you know, it's a wrap and, you know, how grateful I am, blah, blah, you know, whatever it is on the tag.
All right, so you're just trying to add value to them.
Yeah, and that's what I do, but I have two new neighborhoods that I'm farming, and I missed my coach had said, Lainey, I'm thrilled that you're farming these two neighborhoods, but you can't get into them because they're gated, they're uber exclusive, and he says, you're defeating the purpose, and I never even thought of that.
Well, your farm needs to be accessible to you. One of the rules about the farm is it needs to be accessible to you, and you need to be able to get into it. Thank you, Lainey, I appreciate that. Orly, you've been doing this a minute, and you probably dominate a ton of areas, but tell us, how are you farming? What are you farming? What do you do? How'd you pick it? All that kind of stuff.
So I started with 200 homes around my house because I figured, okay, and there was somebody else. I was new to real estate. There was somebody else dominating the area, but my philosophy is, you know what? why not? Why not? I mean, realtors, I hate to say it, die or retire, and you know, they don't last forever. They quit the business, and sure enough, this guy quit the business after a couple of years, from 200 to 500 to 1,000 to 2,000, and finally, I just farmed the entire town, which is 4,400. So they get a monthly mailing. They get if I do a just listed, just sold, it goes around 500 homes around that house, and then we do disruptor mailings, which are generic mailings with a MOFR or you know a call to action. So it could be a postcard with a couple getting married, getting divorced, you know, whatever. And the postcard says, when life happens, real estate happens, always here for you. And always with the QR code for know your home value. So we do those. And because I took over the entire town and the town next door, which is 4,400, and we get 38% of our business from the farm, we have 35% market share. So all of the events that I do, the shredding event is for the entire two towns. You're
Right.
doing one event, I get 400 people who show up, and every event that I do is I invite the entire town. Why not?
Yep. It's great. I love that, Orly. It's really great. I love all of you too are talking about Susan Lombardo. She did a thing with us. We did a Wednesday webinar with her, and then they did an MREA podcast. Just want that pointed out. She did a Wednesday webinar with us, and is also getting like a 60% market share. And it's a similar to play to what Orly is doing. Quite frankly, it's just be there, be around, be engaged, follow up, add value. I mean, that's it, Orly. It's that simple. It's that simple. Orly, thank you. Appreciate you. Ellie McIntyre, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. So my farming is, I know the math doesn't work out in the fact you're supposed to farm an area that has a high turnover. We have people that have been living in their houses forever and ever and ever, but I take out once a month. It's simple. It's a piece of paper. On it's got what's happened in our neighborhood in the past 30 days. I do my observation. On the back, I have my the events that I'm doing in town, and there's usually at least something. And then one of the other things I do, I actually have a I hold the street party. I'm the one that hosts the street party, so I go around. So I take these physically in a plastic bag to every single house around. And I also take something in there, whether it's like a sunscreen packet or it's a piece of candy or it's blessing baskets or, you know, something about that. But so it goes in the bag and we literally walk it around. And most people say if they're going to sell their house, they're selling it with me. They just haven't sold yet, but it's micro farming.
I can vouch for that, by the way, Ellie McIntyre, because I told you we were on a cruise to Iceland.
Yeah,
We were
there you go.
on our cruise in Iceland, and they invited us to this like party thing, because we were in, I don't forget what they call it on Celebrity, the retreat.
Retreat, yes.
Yeah. So we're in the retreat on Celebrity, and they had a special thing. So we're up there, and we're just mixing and mingling and talking. And we talk with this family, and they're like, "Oh, we're from Catonsville, Maryland." And I'm like, "Oh yeah." And I turned to Terry and said, "That's where Ellie McIntyre lives." And they look straight at me. "Oh, the realtor?" And same thing, what you just said is true. We haven't had to use her. They've been in their house a long time. Their daughter, they have a son in high school, a daughter in middle school. They're like, "But if we had to sell, she's who we'd use." Like, I mean, it's just, I'm telling you what Ellie
It's time
McIntyre,
over task, time
it
over
is.
task, time. And it's boring. I've been doing it for 6 years. The majority of the houses in the area that I go to, I get a couple, for some reason, I don't. But I'm in this for the long run. I want to
Yeah.
be as old as Orly when I'm ready to hang up the
Yeah.
seal.
I think that the thing I work really hard on this call to make sure that we are calling on people and sharing strategies that work, because, and not theories, and I don't want people who exaggerate their results, because that's not helpful. And so I just want to say, like what we're hearing this morning, I can vouch for what Ellie is telling you. What she just told you, I witnessed with my own eyeballs. So when you come on this call and you hear a play, you can go, "Ooh, yeah, that does work. I can run that." What Orly's teaching, like what these people are teaching you works. And John's going to teach you something that works too. John, what you got, buddy? Good morning in Connecticut. Welcome to Inspire, by the way.
Oh no, I've been here a little while. I just didn't put the Fairfield before, but thank you. And I'm not sure what I have to teach you because I haven't gotten any business yet. I'm about a year in, but I've been farming my neighborhood of about 250 homes. And what I do is I door knock 1.5-ish times a month. And I try, I'm also their representative in the town government. So I try and bring them some value based on that. I'm going to be taking them a favor with energy programs that they can tap into as my next door knock. And I send a monthly postcard with sort of funny holidays of the month, like International Walk to School Day, and ask them if they celebrate those. And I have a QR code on the back for an equity analysis. And I know it's starting to resonate because I have people that I go by and they're like, oh yeah, I see your stuff all the time. And the last weekend I had two houses, three doors apart, who were like, oh, we've been talking about it. And I had great conversations with them, only to discover I didn't have them on my mailer list, but they are now. So, you know, it's starting to take hold. It just takes time. I know that, like, my friend Donna Gilbert has been telling me that for ages. Just yeah. It takes time.
It is so true. It is so true. You keep doing what you're doing and getting in there every month is great. When I was team leader in Cary, we had an agent named Michelle who door knocked two neighborhoods in Apex. And she went every day. Literally every day she was in one of the two neighborhoods, and these were large neighborhoods, and she door knocked. And it didn't matter if it was 95 degrees or 35 degrees and if it was snowing or whatever. I mean, she went every day, hit, and she was able to get every door every month. That was the plan. And if they weren't there, she left a door hanger. And the door hanger had market data on it. Michelle Roberts is on the call. She knows exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah, Haddon Hall was one of the neighborhoods in Apex, Michelle Roberts, that she door knocked. John, the first year, like a year she did it, she had virtually no sales at all. She was a new agent building the business. She had a handful of transactions. Year two, I remember it, over $6 million in volume. That was in 2010, so you have to use 2010 pricing in your mind, not 2025 pricing. This is 15 years ago. And she got over $6 million in volume. And I asked her about it. I said, Michelle, her name's Michelle Williams. I said, Michelle, how did the farm impact the business? John, she said, every transaction was a result of the farm. Not necessarily in the farm, but a result of the farm. So that some doors she knocked, the person was like, hey, we don't need to do anything, but my sister lives in North Raleigh and needs to sell her house in North Raleigh. North Raleigh and Apex are not close to each other. North Raleigh, and can you help her? Sure, I can. Over $6 million, but it took a year to get it. And she was faithful and out there every single day. I'm not sure, Michelle Roberts, what she's doing now, because when we were there, she had moved to Charlotte. I don't even know if she's still selling houses, but man, did she get the work done. She got the work done, and she was faithful to the task. That's what she did. John, thank you. Appreciate you for sharing. Tony, good morning in the ATL.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great.
So this topic is very near and dear to my heart, because when I moved to Atlanta, I knew one person in all of Atlanta that wasn't a real estate agent. I moved here as an MCA, and everybody I knew were real estate agents. So I actually started a newsletter for my neighborhood, not as a farming piece, but as a community building piece. And I quickly realized that this could be a very good thing. It was a one page, 8.5 by 11 newsletter with whatever I thought was of interest to the community on the front. And on the back, I started a business directory. I asked my neighbors if they ran, managed or owned a business to send me their information. I put it on the back of this newsletter so that neighbors could support neighbors and support the community. That started giving me information to build my database. And one of the events we do still to this day monthly is something called the Neighborhood Dine Out, where in the newsletter, we'd pick a local restaurant, we'd advertise a date and a time, and invite our neighbors to come. Everybody pays their own check. At this point, I'll pick up a couple of apps for the table, but it turned into a micro event that was launched out of that newsletter. And we, in our old neighborhood, we started a Facebook group for the community because there wasn't one. And the Dine Outs got published there as well. And that helped me to start building an email list. So I've got an email list for my community now that is probably more robust than the official neighborhood email list. I've now added QR code signs for events because I got myself on the event community, a committee for my community. And so before a week before every event, I put out these signs.
Yeah.
That I don't know if you could see that, but they go to my webpage where I've got all the details on the event. So I'm driving traffic to my website as well. I will be rebranding these signs so they're a little more branded to me, but I feel passionate about farming my community. I've got a whole list of other things I do here, but what I will say is my neighbors don't see me as the realtor who works in their community. They see me as their friend and neighbor who happens to be a great realtor. And that's exactly where I want to be. I could go on and on, but I'm going to give other people some time.
Well, we always love your shares. It's great. And then you couple that with the postcard you send every month, which I think is the perfect postcard to send. And I'm on your list, Tony. I know everything that's going on in Northeast Metro Atlanta for October. It's on my fridge. I think that your system works, and I wish that, you know, more people would run it. Your mailer, in addition to the other stuff, really just connects you into your community at such an elite level that they know that you care about them, and they also know you're in real estate. And this is this thing that we try to balance. Maria Sims brought it up recently about balancing this fact that I care about you and I'm your friend and I can connect you to people and I'm helpful and supportive and go to the events, and I sell homes at an elite level, so I can help you with that too. Some of you go too heavy this way where it's all about give me a referral, give me a referral, give me a referral. That's annoying. You wear shirts at family reunion that says, I can help you with your referral. Duh, I know you can. You're a real estate agent. Stop it. And then you have others of you that never want to talk about it because you don't ever want to offend anybody and make them think that you're salesy. That you've got to find this spot in the middle, and I think Tony's found that perfect spot.
James, can I add that the newsletter, first of all, it was free for me. It didn't cost me any money. And when it got a little bit bigger, now I do it on a legal size folded, I went to Office Depot and said, hey, I'll give you a little ad space in here if you'll print these for free. So as a new agent with no budget, it was a free touch that my neighbors absolutely love. And I also hand deliver it. So I hate doing it. I feel like, oh my God, I'm wasting time. I should find a neighborhood kid to do this. But every time I do it, I meet a new neighbor or somebody thanks me for it. So I cannot recommend creating a neighborhood newsletter highly enough.
I love it. You're the best. Tony, we probably need to do a Wednesday webinar on that, which we do on Wednesdays usually. Vicky DeLuca, you're next. Good morning.
Love that share, Tony. Good morning. Thank you so much for letting me share. So I'm farming a few neighborhoods, and I love the door knocking, and what I've created is door hangers. And instead of a mailer, I'm getting the door hanger out and I'm knocking the doors with them. So if they don't answer, I leave the door hanger, and whoever answers, I'm doing very intentional pop-bys for the holidays. So I'm ramping it up now during the holidays. So instead of just being there once a month, I'm going twice a month so that I'm, you know, top of mind. If they have dogs, I'm bringing cute little, you know, treats inside, you know, and handing those off. And then also doing golden letters. So the people that I've had the conversation, I'm also writing a letter, you know, mentioning the things that we spoke about and just trying to just be very intentional. And again, the Popeyes are this time of year, if no one's doing it, everyone should be, because this is the best time of year to just stay top of mind. And it's very simple and it's not expensive. So again, you know, doing the QR codes, love that. More importantly, I think, you know, adding, like, you know, he had stated the newsletter, I've got to work on that. But I think just being in person instead of doing mailers for me is working, because I'm
great.
Getting.
Go ahead, Vicky. I'm sorry.
I'm getting conversations and I'm getting leads. And to me, you know, the mailers are great, but that door hanger one-on-one, I think, is really, you know, just it's a better fit for me.
I agree with you. I actually prefer it that way. You can it, to scale it, obviously mailing is the way to go, but if you're looking budget-wise, getting out there is really inexpensive. And talking to people and connecting until you build it up, I think is great. It's do the work. Bottom line is just do the work. It'll come. Crystal Johnson, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. To Ellie's point and Tony's, yes, the newsletters are key. I have a farm that I've been looking to expand into another one, but because of the injuries and from the accidents, I haven't been able to do this. But I will tell you this. Prior to my accidents, I had 70% market share of my farm. And what I would do is include the newsletter, which of course would have the stats, the monthly stats, as well as testimonial on the front of the page. But I also always put in something sweet, like candy bars. I would do a Snickers 1 month to a neighborhood of 184 homes. So it's a little bit of money, but again, 70% market share prior to, the injuries which have prevented me from doing this. The last one that I had sent out, I put in a payday bar. And it was the funniest thing because one of the residents called me and said, "Crystal, I was driving through the neighborhood looking for you because you put a payday bar on my door, and every single block you had a sign, and somebody's gonna have a payday." And I laughed and thought it was so funny because the month before I put the $1,000 grand bar. So farming works, guys. It is the long game. I can't do that anymore, but I've transitioned to email newsletters and I took the class through Inspire. Thank you for that, James.
You're welcome.
And I will see how I can implement that. Because I can't go out and do this physically, I am, finding other things of value, such as introducing the new neighbors, doing a blurb on the new neighbor that moved into the community. A picture of them and, what it meant for them to be part of the neighborhood. And then I reached out to my local roofer, and because the neighborhood is 10 years or older, I thought because we're starting to have roof repairs or roof replacements in the community, that my roofer has now come out and said, "Yes, I'll go out, I'll do 10 free roof inspections, including video." So not just And at no cost to the client. So I know that's an item of value. And if they will respond by X date, they can get their free inspection. And I think that's valuable. So we'll see how it goes. I'm
Well, it'll go
transitioning.
great. And I applaud you just, as your life situation has changed, to continue to push forward. That's the point of this. And you'll get the response via email because you have the relationships. I think another reminder from Crystal is that all the content can be repurposed. Your newsletter that you pass out can be also used as your email newsletter. Like, you can do a video then on it that you post on your social media.
Oh,
We can repurpose all this content. Crystal, thank you so much.
thank you,
Kenny, you
thank
get
you,
the
thank
last
you.
word on this morning. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for letting me share. I mean, everything that everybody said is amazing. The newsletters, and so for me, for my farm, it is the long game, like you said. But I just want to add in there what I started doing in my farm, because I want to see what I can do to 10x my farm, because I was getting 50, over 60% of the business from my neighborhood. And so what I incorporated was Wind Down Wednesday once a month. Once a month on Wednesdays, I connect all my neighbors and have them come over, just Wind Down Wednesday, just for everybody to connect, get to know each other, not real estate related, just for me to get in deeper relationships with them. And then from that point on, when they came to visit, they now want to now do the same thing and rotate homes. But what it is the flyer still has my logo, but I'm promoting the neighbor who is hosting it. And then also what I incorporated was the postcards for my farm. And just 2 weeks ago, one of the neighbors got my postcard and had to come listen to me. So it's the long game, but just being a connector and just being getting a deeper relationship is the number one thing.
Kenny, it's the truth. Also, I find out that the best day for a wind down Wednesday happens to be Wednesday, just if you're curious. So,
No, you say it all the time, James. So that's why I picked Wind Down Wednesday, because
I
you
like it.
always,
That works.
yes.
It works. Thank you, Kenny. So, appreciate you sharing. Thank you to everybody who shared this morning, too. Nick, I know that didn't get into the logistics of the question you asked. I mean, you got some answers to that inside of the Facebook group, but it did lead to a nice broad conversation. So, Nick Alvarez, thank you for asking about farming in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. I, again, encourage all of you to go in. Nick's a great agent, selling a bunch of houses, doing well, but wanted clarity on something. I encourage all of you, seek a little bit of clarity in something that you find fascinating or interesting or you're struggling in. Go into Pivot. We'll get great answers, and then we can talk about it in the morning here. What's up, my homies? It is 7:01 Central, 8:01 Eastern. Good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw. We are in Chicago, Oak Brook, technically. Oak Brook, Illinois, Chicago, this morning. We're doing the 3L Intensive. This is a really cool class that we have that Vicky Lukacik, who works with me, does a lot of work on. Anna Short does a lot of work on it, too. We go into an area. We find the top people who are succeeding in the 3Ls, right? From Millionaire Real Estate Agent, leads, listings, and leverage. But then we want to find out what they're doing in those areas to succeed in today's market so that we can continue to make it relevant. And so we've got some great stuff today. Many of you on this call will be featured. Kristen Jungle is going to be on a panel today. Meg Dady is going to be on a panel today. Let's see. Beth Gary is going to be on a panel. Who else can be on a panel? I don't want to forget anybody, but now I'm going to. So anyway, we got a great, Ann Rosen going to be on a panel today. So we got really good stuff. Looking forward to that. So if you're in Chicago, there's over 100 of you coming. I'll look forward to seeing you there at that. Next week. Oh my gosh. Next week is Pipeline Power Week. Are you all participating in Pipeline Power Week? It's the first ever challenge that we've done in Pivot and for Inspire members. So Pivot, we'll have a 20-minute session on it every day next week, 8:00 Eastern. And then Inspire, we have an hour-long, really deep dive into that topic, along with a whole bunch of tools for you that are going to be great. So I hope to see you all Monday for the Pipeline Market Challenge. It's going to be totally awesome. Also, one more quick announcement. You know, we have Advance coming up in Tampa. John Acuff and I are going to co-teach Advance, and John sent me all his stuff. It's really good. He's going to do all this goal-setting stuff, and I'm going to weave Millionaire Real Estate Agent into it. We have 3 tickets available. We have 3 people who bought tickets that can't come. And so if you want to come, I just need you to text me and I'll get you connected to Nadine. It's November 11th and 12th in Tampa. There's a fee, obviously, but text me. I'll give you the info. 813-523-8459. 813-523-8459. And I'll put my cell phone in the chat, too, if you want to come. We've emailed the wait list and I haven't heard back from any of them on the wait list. So I'm opening it up. 3 tickets available for Advance in November in Tampa if you want to come. It's going to be really, really cool. All right, let's do some something good, and then we're going to get after it. Cindy, you're up first. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just so grateful. We were gone for 15 days on vacation, and I have to tell you, James, every morning I had to force myself not to get on. Like, enjoy this moment. Do not do this. But it's such a part of my routine that I'd wake up and go like, should I hop on? Should I not? Should I? Nope, don't. Just live in this present moment of being here. So, but I'm really happy to be back. And it was a great revival and ready to finish this year out really strong. Thank you.
You got it. Welcome back. We missed you so much. Bobby Jo, good morning.
Hi, James. Good morning. So today is actually my 6-year anniversary of being a realtor. 5 of those being in Georgia and one year in Florida. And yesterday I held my first listing appointment for Florida, which was super exciting. And so I find out today if I actually got the listing. I was competing up against 3 other people. But I feel very confident that I got it. So
I'm sure you did. And if you didn't, you learned something from it and you'll go get another one. Exactly. Bobby Jo, I'm proud of you. Thank you so much for being on. And sorry to the others we didn't get to this morning, but we've got to get after it. Listen, I emailed you this morning. If you're on my email list, I emailed you this. I posted it too in the Pivot Facebook group yesterday. It's on my Instagram this morning at James D. Shaw. I got wound up. It's really Leah McCann's fault that I got wound up because she and I went back and forth on some Instagram DMs yesterday and then it prompted what I wrote last night and then what I emailed you today and what we're going to talk about this morning. But it's this concept of, you know, being consistent but kind of falling off. Have you done this where you've been super consistent in something, but then you have fallen off? And then getting back on it can be a little bit tough. And we talk about consistency a lot in here. You could say we're pretty consistent in talking about consistency. And over the weekend, I was following, you all follow Brad Stolberg, I trust. I trust you follow Brad Stolberg. He's been super engaged with the stuff we do here, super smart dude. And Brad had posted a thing over the weekend about just some ideas to consider in this world that is obsessed with quick fixes, instant results, all that kind of garbage. And we just spent a whole half hour talking about the long game. And he gave these kind of things to consider. And one of them just had this almost like a throwaway line. In fact, it's in parentheses. It's not even the main point of his post. But it says, when you forget, simply begin again. When you forget, simply begin again. Now, if you want to follow Brad, just go into my post on my Instagram. I tagged him and you can find him there. My Instagram is James D. Shaw. But he says, when you forget, simply begin again. And it made me think about in here, like as we're in the fourth quarter and we're thinking about, you know, how we want to finish strong and what we want to do next. And you go, you know what, I really probably should have done this and I need to do that. And I could have done this and I used to do that, but I'm not really doing that anymore. Maybe I should. Well, then begin again. Like today is a good day to begin again. I want you to share with me, and I want you to think about beginning again with your database. There are people that you go through and scroll and look at and go, I haven't talked to this person in forever. I don't even know what I'd talk with them about now. But if you were to begin again in talking with your database, what would that look like? For those of you who've done it, what did it look like? And use database as a placeholder. Maybe you were someone that door knocked and you stopped door knocking and you want to begin again. Maybe you were someone who called for sale by owners or expireds and you kind of fell off, but you want to begin again. Like you're just looking at it and you go, you know that you know what to do and you just need to do it. And now's the time to begin again. That's what I want to talk about. Tiffany Taylor, good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
That's great.
Go Colts, Tiffany Taylor. Go Colts.
Go Colts. I'm so in disbelief, but all excited at the same time.
That's right.
Okay. So you said, what does that look like? And anytime that I have to do something that I haven't done or I should be doing and didn't do, I always put that in the message. So if I'm talking to my database and it's somebody I haven't talked to for some reason, they slipped through the cracks or whatever the case is, I start with that. Hey girl, hey, it's Tiffany. How are you? Oh, great. I know we haven't talked in a while. However, and then I just go on about life. Like I take that out of the issue. I guess, you know, people will deal with like limited beliefs, like, oh, they're going to be so weird because I haven't talked to them in forever. Well, they didn't call you either. So just forget about all that, put it out there and then go on about life. But I also have been dealing with, you know, I had to step away from something. It wasn't necessarily unintentional. I intentionally stepped away from real estate for a few months because our life at home just got super crazy. So now I'm re-beginning. The first place I went to, database, DTD2, because that's my love. That's the people that I, you know, I care about. I make sure that they're good. I check on them and they love on me sometimes too. So it's a win-win.
Tiffany Taylor's running a great business in Indy. And in fact, we are going to do a Wednesday webinar with her. So stand by on that. That's going to be really good. Tiffany, thank you. I think the thing to remember is when you say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while, how are you doing? And move on. We don't have to apologize. We don't have to do any of that garbage. That is just a waste. That's about you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't stayed in touch. They don't give a flip. It is not Castaway. How many times have I told you that? It is not Castaway. They're not sitting there writing on the wall how many days it's been since Tiffany Taylor has called them. They don't give a flip. So just call and say, I've been thinking about you. Missed you. I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on? Tiffany, thank you. Dawn Little, good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually doing this right now as we speak, because even the pre-show, when you talked about like not being engaged, so I started re-engaging with some of the database. I changed how I send them messages for happy birthdays and anniversaries, and I actually call them now when before I was just sending a text message. And I actually started re-engaging some really old leads that I haven't talked to in a really long time. And if they, I sent out a mass email, and then if they responded to the email, I called them right away and be like, hey, like, I know it's been a little while, you know, and then just go into the whole, you know, conversation about last time we talked and how's the family and doing all that stuff. So I'm actually starting to re-engage and have a couple, seller potential leads coming up and some people that are like, oh yeah, call me in May. So I'm starting to build my pipeline before our challenge starts. So now I'm a little leg up, but it's really exciting to actually re-engage with them and just tell them it's been a while. So yeah,
it's really good. I like that. And now's the right time. Someone just put in the chat that right now is the right time to start to begin again, because we are in a new quarter and DTD2 has just started over. I think it's A&W's this week, which is the first set of letters. And I love that you're getting a jump on Monday's challenge. I encourage all of you to do that. Again, if you're not, I hope you're all going to be here. Won't you be here, please? We worked hard on this challenge, y'all. PipelinePowerWeek.com. Get signed up. We've never done this before, ever. The challenges have been reserved for Inspire members exclusively. And this time we're going to give Pivot a taste. And the Inspire members are cool with it, which is what I love about them. They're going to get a lot more than just the Pivot people. But get in it. PipelinePowerWeek.com. Jack Smith, good morning.
Good morning, James. And I cannot believe that you're doing this. I have said this for about 2 weeks with the team that we need to do this again.
Do so what?
Thank you to get into our database.
We
have been
again.
Because of Pivot, we have been so busy that we have a hard time keeping up with everything to begin with. And of course, with certain circumstances that are going on right now, the primary leader of this group has not been able to participate, who's the big cheerleader of the group. But just saying this, James, is a message from above. Thank you.
You're welcome. Get after it, Jack. Get after it, sit down with the team. See, when you've got a team member that's got to step away because life happens, then the rest of the team has to come together and step up. When someone has to step away, the rest have to step up. And this is when you go and sit down and come up with the strategy. A's and W's, it's a non-negotiable. How are we as a team going to get this done? That's how it works. Lee Corey, you're next. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. You sound great.
One of the things that I do is... in command, you can see the last time you've contacted someone, right? There's a drop down that you can find this. And I think it's really important that you see if you haven't talked to them in how many years that you make an extra effort to give them a call. That's just restarting again. If you forget that you might have missed them, you just start again.
They're not keeping score. So if you are keeping score about when you talked to him last, then you know who to reach out to. Now's the time to keep track. Lee Corey, thank you so much. Mattia, good morning, Mattia. Are you there? Good morning.
I am. Good morning. It's my first time sharing. I've been with
group
for a year
and a half. Well, that's why I let you jump the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So I am actually doing this right now as we speak. My year has not been anywhere near where I want it to be or need it to be. So I was like, okay, listen to the group. I got to get back to basics. And so I'm calling my database right now. And I'm scared, but I'm talking to people who are like, oh yeah, I remember you. I bought 2 homes since we last spoke. And I said, oh, are you getting market updates? And they're like, no. And they're willing to give me their address to get market updates and stay in contact. And it just made me realize I'm out here chasing business and I have business already that I'm ignoring. So, I wish I'd done it earlier.
If you take care of your people, then you don't have to go chase others. It's kind of like, this is going to be the second grocery store reference in a week. The second one. But have you ever seen Supermarket Sweep? Do you remember that show? Supermarket Sweep. You remember that, Mattia?
Yes, I love it.
Man, they had to fill up the cart, run all around the grocery. Run all around as fast as they can, find the right stuff, put it in the cart, and run back up to the thing. And that's what some of you are doing to run your business. You are running all over the place, just putting whatever you can in because you've got limited time. You got to fill it up, getting all the stuff in and running right out. Instead of just methodically going through in order and doing what you're supposed to do and taking care of the people that you got and just run the place. But because you want to get all excited all the time, you want to run all around and do all this stuff because it makes it feel like you're doing a bunch of things. Instead of being slow and methodical and get into a system and stay in touch with your people. Thank you, Mattia.
Thank you.
I wonder, Julia, how that's going to sound on the podcast version.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say clip that.
Ha, let's do it. Savannah, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for letting me share. I have two things. I just got off
a phone call last night with like an old high school friend, which I know for some of you is quite a few decades in the past, but for me, it's only a couple. And we had a great conversation. It was like an hour and 15 minutes. I thought it was going to be weird. It was great. We had a couple beers. We just relaxed. So don't be afraid. They are more than likely, really happy to hear from you too. Second 100%. Thing is, I've been doing friendly appointments, which are not necessarily real estate oriented, but I reach out and say, hey, let's meet for coffee. Let's take a walk. Let's meet on Zoom. Let's do a FaceTime just to maintain the relationship. And then eventually at the very end of the call, I'll be like, you know, if you know anyone that needs real estate help, let me know. But friendly appointments have been, you know, something I've been focusing on for like a month or two, and I'm loving it. I really see the business down the road, and I encourage everyone to try it.
Fill the pipeline. Savannah, thank you so much. Janine Garcia, good morning.
Oh, good morning. So I've been gone for almost 2 months now, very, you know, struggling with some going back to basics because of health issues. But my thing is that the best way to reconnect is when I post something and somebody says, he makes a comment. I call the person or I text the person and I say, well, thank you so much. And I appreciate the comment. How are you doing? Da, da, da. And I also look and if there's something going on with their lives, like they had a baby, I send them a gift. So that is the best way for me to connect. I may not get to 100 contacts a day or 100 contacts a week, but just the two or three that I connect with, it's enough for me. And right now in the stage where I'm at, because I'm still tired and it's hard for me to wake up every morning. But even if I do a little, just a little, getting up at 5 o'clock is not going to work for me anymore because right for now.
Yep.
Am I going to do the challenge? Absolutely. I may not get 30 points, but if I do two things, even if it's just two or one, I'm going to be much better in a much better position than I was the day before. And the other thing is eventually the pipeline will be gone if you don't do it. So if you really want to stay in business, even if you just do two calls, it will help you.
I love it. And we're so glad you're getting back and better than ever, which is great. Pipeline Power Week is coming at the right time and everyone's invited to it. So I trust you'll all be there. This is a really good conversation. Mignon and Hope and Jolie and Nick and Bree and Erica and Dean. I'm sorry I didn't get to you today. I just tried to get some voices we hadn't heard this weekend. And then I didn't get to even all of them we hadn't heard this week. And so I'm sorry to everybody I didn't get to. But, you know, the point is that you can begin again. And now is the right time to do it. Just make the decision to go connect with people today. And you too can have a fantastic Q4 and into Q1. Tomorrow, we'll be back and better than ever. I'll be back home, which will be great. And then Pipeline Power Week starts on Monday. It's open to everybody. It's a 20-minute sample in the morning, and then Inspire members every day, noon Eastern, next week. Every day, noon Eastern, next week. Also, last thing, go to the Instagram. If you have that, go to James Desha on the Instagram and share the post from today. Someone that you know needs to know that they, too, can begin again in whatever it is for them. They just need to know it's okay to begin again. So if you would, do me a favor, go to James D. Shaw on the Instagram and share the post from today about beginning again so that the other people in your world know it's okay for them to do it too. That's right, Chicago, we'll see you in a little bit. Thank you everybody for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. We'll see you tomorrow.